Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
What's your team again, Kev?
Hey, they're the same as you. It doesn't even matter. Super Bowl.
What's your team again? I forgot, bro.
Broncos.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right, yo. That's what's up.
I saw a woman walking yesterday. It's her and her daughter. And she had Shannon Sharp Broncos jersey on, and her daughter had a John Elway jersey on, and I was like, damn. I'm like, I hope I'm never that trapped in the past, man. Those are good women.
What do you mean?
It wasn't like a throwback. Like, them jerseys have been through the wash many a time, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Many a time.
Are you in Denver?
No, I'm in Phoenix.
We're not even playing in Phoenix this week. What the hell?
Just walking around trying to
Y'all still play football, Kev?
That's what they do. You said what?
Y'all still play football? I haven't checked one of y'all games in a minute. I didn't know. Oh,
man, if you don't knock it off, y'all about to lose to the Giants today.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Super Bowl games.
Yeah, I know. Until January.
It's going to be a glorious couple months.
Let's see. Let's hold on. Let's get. I'm up against the schedule. So whatever y'all get going when I'm going. But all right, let's see here. We got on the rundown. Thanksgiving, pickup basketball etiquette, classic mixtapes, video game holy grail, favorite game and game you couldn't beat. What do y'all want to start with? Thanksgiving. Let's do Thanksgiving. I realize we are in the middle of a massive race war in this country.
Yes.
And the race war centers around two things. One is what you put into your mac and cheese, or I guess very generically, what are the sides that you serve at your Thanksgiving? Because I realize, I know white people do weird things with their food. Weird but shit. I think this was the first year I realized they love casseroles, man. What is with the love affair between white people and casseroles?
I don't think I've ever had a casserole. Real right. I had a black casserole, like a tater tot casserole one time. That shit was pretty good.
Let me tell you this. I went to.
What about like enchilada casserole? No, enchilada, no one does that.
Casserole.
Like instead of rolling them up, you know what I'm saying? You just kind of lay everything out. It's kind of like almost like a lazy way of like, I don't want to feel like rolling my enchiladas individually. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lay these tortillas across the bottom, put some meat, put some cheese, black olives, another row of tortillas. More meat, more cheese, top layer, red sauce,
an enchilada like lasagna, basically?
Yeah, like an enchilada.
That sounds fire.
It's like a lazy way of doing your enchiladas. Like, I don't feel like rolling these enchiladas in the pan individually. So I'm just going to lay my tortillas across the bottom, meat, cheese, black olives, repeat to the top, cheese on top, red sauce, throw it in the oven. Everything cooks on 350. Boom, we out.
Like, that sounds like...
Speaking of that, does anybody cook anything on anything other than 350?
Yeah.
I think that's just the black people setting, though. Like,
every now and then I go to 375.
If you put... Yo, Kev, if I put, like, some tater tots or some fries in there and I want to get that extra crisp...
I probably put it on a higher jerk than 350. I fuck some tater tots heavy
with the tater tots.
You want that crunch with the fluffiness on the inside?
Yeah. You gotta put it
on. Yo, it's a rookie move to follow the instructions when you're cooking tater tots, too, by the way.
What's
going on?
There you go.
It's Amo checking in. My bad, man. What's going on with y'all boys, man?
What up, bro?
What's happening? Who that trick?
Nah, that's a meme.
What's happening, bro? What's up, man? Let me tell you guys a little story, man. I followed this dude when his Twitter handle was Black Boy Pacino. And the only reason I remember was because your boys were Carlos Powell, right?
Yeah.
So I followed you through Carlos. That's how through Los. I was following Los, and then I followed you. And then I realized, oh, shit, that's Anthony Morrow, man. I didn't know who you were. I just see your tweets. He'd be retweeted. I'm like, oh, that dude's pretty funny. So that's why I started following him. And it took me a while to figure out, oh, that's Anthony Morrow, man.
Yeah, man. Black Boy Pacino was a different animal, bro. I was taking the NBA fines. That funny shit was getting me fined, bro.
Yeah. I'd be like, I don't think you should be retweeting me, man. You be retweeting me just laughing. I'm like, yo, y'all gonna get fined, man. Every time.
Yeah, I had to chill out, bro. That shit was getting crazy. But it was fun, though, man. You know what I mean?
That was back when Twitter was Twitter, man.
Yeah. Twitter was fun back then. Twitter whack now.
That's terrible.
Hey, no, we still fighting a good fight, man. We still trying to make it funny, man. But sometimes you gotta kinda watch what you say.
We're doing it in the underground. It's an underground economy.
Yeah, now. It is underground now. Yep. Facts. All the funny stuff you send to the group chat. They're like, you want to get off.
That's the new Twitter, is the group chat. Yeah, like the homies in the group chat.
Or you make a KD Twitter account and you can just do what you want.
Okay,
you
just relax. All right, man. Yo, you sick, man.
So we're talking about. I said there's a cultural race war going on. It's all around Thanksgiving. And what are things that you bring to your Thanksgiving dinner? And I said this was the first year I realized that white people really love casseroles, man. Like, that's their every single Thanksgiving dinner of a white person that I saw on Twitter or my friends on Instagram, they had a casserole involved one way or another.
A casserole and pumpkin pie. We used
and to that's the other one. Pumpkin pie.
Let me go. Yeah. And speaking of that, Karima Shaw really put up a real fight with me over pumpkin pie too. She said she's not a sweet potato fan. She likes pumpkin. I said, get the hell out of here.
So I caught slack. I caught slack for pecan pie slander.
Listen, man, if I don't see sweet potato pie. And
you country too.
Come on, I'm from the country. Bro, you will have no idea where I was at for Thanksgiving, bro. Crazy country down there. I was in.
Yeah, that's country. Yeah, I never heard of that.
Yeah, man, it was great. But yeah, I need to see sweet potato pie and the banana cream pie, something like that.
With
the vanilla wafers, all that, bro. I need.
Yeah, I might walk out of your crib if I see pumpkin pie and not sweet potato pie.
I'm out.
You see
I'm
pumpkin
out.
Pie, you know it ain't. See, it ain't. They ain't put the right sugar in it. They didn't make that the right way, man.
Hey,
you mailed that in. You kind of forgot about the dessert.
Pumpkin pie is like having the like non-brand Sunny D. Like exactly. Pulling up with a pumpkin pie and not sweet potato, you kind of like, yo, you wildin'. You got the air wax that Martin wore. Like,
you already know.
Hey, if you got a pumpkin pie, you for sure got a green bean casserole with the crispy shallots on
again,
the top.
Again, yeah. So that was the story I was telling. I went to Thanksgiving with some white friends about 10 years ago, right? And what they had was a casserole with Cheetos as the top.
The Cheetos? Nah.
I mean,
come on, man.
I mean, I'm about to send the Yakubs back to the caves, man.
Yeah. I mean, you tripping, man. Hey, you can't go back. You should have left right then.
And then the turkey was supposed to be deep fried. But it was like, I've never had a turkey like this in my life. It was both burnt and cold at the same time.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, I went to college in Iowa.
Right.
And one of the times I couldn't go home. So I'm just now I know I'm going over my white teammate's crib. My man put the cornflakes on top of mashed potatoes.
You're lying.
Yeah, I swear.
Cornflakes on top of what?
The mashed potatoes.
throw the whole dinner away, bro.
Hey, hold on. I'm not done.
You know how the niggas try to do hey, you know how niggas try to do the magic tricks and you grab a little tablecloth and try to shake, just do that.
You don't even understand though. So look, after that, I'm like, okay, at least they can't mess up the macaroni and cheese. Guess what they do? So it's a family recipe though, first of all. Look. They take the saltine crackers, crush the saltine crackers, and then start sprinkling it over.
Right then and there. Nah.
I'm sorry. No disrespect.
Trey. These people's secret recipe involves saltine crackers.
Like, that's it.
Cheetos.
You see the poetry? You see the poetry there?
No. The fact that I'm black and
Cheetos? On top of macaroni and cheese or something?
No, you said saltine on top of crackers.
On the mac.
I mean, said Cheetos.
What was on top of the what the other thing you said?
Oh, cornflakes on mashed potatoes.
They could at least put like frosted flakes.
Fucking wild, man.
When I talk about I was so homesick, bro, I was ready to quit school. Yeah. I was off it like, no, I'm out. I'm out,
hey,
dog.
I probably would have cussed the oldest person in the house out. Cause you the one that really let all this shit go.
Exactly. Like you ain't taught nobody how to cook.
You ain't taught nobody nothing in this house.
And we didn't have turkey. We didn't have turkey, we had deer steak.
Deer steak.
Hold on.
I'm done.
Hold on.
Jerv, you like venison?
But I'm saying if everything else is cool and you bring that to the table, I'm like, all right, I can understand this is some shit that's out here.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? So you know how the Cribs look like Get Out with the animal heads?
Nah, chill out.
No. Yeah. His pops was a game hunter. Listen, his
that's
pops
normal,
was a game
though.
Hunter.
That's
you
normal.
You was in the sunken place like out there eating this.
Hey, look.
Yeah, hey, the boy was in the home of the Ku Klux Klan. What you mean?
Hey, I was literally 20 minutes from Charles City, from Ku Klux Klan. I'm not playing around. I'm going to just chill.
Hey, man, it sound like you was finna be up there with them deer heads and stuff, boy. Hey, it was either that or go to
Hardee's and get a thick burger. And I'm like, I can't do it. It was too much.
Should've went to Hardee's, man.
I should've went to Hardee's though, right?
Dang. Shout out to Hardee's.
Cornflakes on top of potatoes, man. That sounds
crazy. Hey, man, it was like cheddar and then cornflakes. Man,
cheddar
I'm still
cornflakes, bro.
I'm still hot.
Wait, it was cheddar mashed potatoes?
It was cheddar mashed potatoes.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, no, but they thought they was getting it off though, Jerv. They thought they was getting it off on me. Like, yeah, you gonna love this. I'm like,
try this on for size.
Hey, listen, y'all niggas not on these cheddar mashed potatoes.
Hey, but I'm with my other teammate.
Cornflake mashed potato.
Kev, I'm with my other teammate. He from San Dimas. Dude, Damian Riley, right? He white, but he like hip white. You know what I'm saying? He like J. Will, like white chocolate. So he like, bro, like this ain't it. Like
this ain't it.
It was crazy though, man. I'm so glad I survived that.
But like the wildest thing is that was a family. That wasn't like the way you described it. I was thinking, well, you know, you away from college, you know, kids would just throw anything together to make a meal. This is like a home with parents.
With real parents. He was the home guy on the team. Like his mom would come to the games. You know what I'm saying? Like he was a local from the college, like an actual Iowan. I mean, what did you say, Iowan? I don't even know.
Y'all downplaying that shit.
That's the fuck we gonna call him today.
Y'all downplaying it, but he looks forward to that meal every year.
That's the wildest
thing. He counted down to that shit.
He said it's a family recipe. Like, that's like, ooh, can't wait.
And it was, the sickest thing about it, his sister used to have a crush on us, dog. So it'd be like, it'd be hella awkward, bro.
Wait, did you say us? Relax.
She was with the shits. Y'all didn't know?
That's the thing, though. I was in a relationship. I was with, my ex-girlfriend at the time, I thought you was gonna go
black.com on us, man.
No. I still had the hood mentality, bro. I was not rocking with no really like white people at that time.
Oh, you was wilding. That's the difference between Trey and Waz. Waz went to St. Francis Prep, so he developed at a very young age.
I got indoctrinated at 14, boy.
You're nuts, dude. You're nuts, man. What's the story behind Black Boy Pacino?
That's can y'all hear me still?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm in my bass, but I don't fuck. No, so like, it was a rapper named Young L.A.
I remember you.
Hustle.
Hey.
Yeah, see, he was Young Dro.
Black Boy, White Boy Swag.
Black Boy, White Boy Swag. So he had a song back then where he said something, and he said, Black Boy Pacino, and I always used to quote it, so I was like, I got to put on some... I didn't even want to get on Twitter. Like, people were just like, you trending on Twitter or some shit.
I was like, what you mean? Like, what is Twitter? So they showed it to me. And I got on it, and I was like, I just made a BS name. Because I didn't know what it was going to be. I thought it was just some fun.
Did we talk you to get on that when you was in Golden State?
You was one of the people.
Yeah, I remember.
Because Marcus was out there, and Tyrus, and they was telling me that. And I was like, all right. And then I think the Bleacher Report boys had just started and stuff like that. Like, it started around 08, 09, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And I got on there, and I just made that name.
Because you went viral after that game against the Clippers.
Yep.
You had 34. I remember that. That's crazy. Because everybody was like.
It was 37, bro.
37, my bad. Let me put
get the number right. Don't trip on his 3 points.
That's the league, though. He was,
put respect on his name.
I tell you, now, the first thing is, I'm going to sit away from Anthony, because when a gentleman is this hot, you don't want to touch him. 15 of 20, 37, your first NBA start, what was going through your mind?
No, I mean, just every day doing the same routine every single day, talking to my teammates. I got great veterans, ahead of me, and they just, giving me encouragement every day. I thank God for that. Steven Jackson, Corey Maggette, Al Harrington, even the younger guys, CJ Watson, they're just telling me, just go out there and play with confidence. Don't worry about making mistakes. You're a rookie. I'm a rookie already. I'm going to make some mistakes anyway. So I just come out here, play as hard as I can. It's just a good day for me. I got hot,
Hey, after 34, them 3 points is hard to get, though. Like, no lie.
Yeah, bro, that league I had to play with. Every bucket I scored, I earned that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember, man, the first time me and Amo used to – because me and Amo used to kick it, dog. Told the Monte story on here one time when we went to Jamarcus Russell's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I got mad because remember Monte was throwing money. He was throwing money, and I forgot what happened because this is your rookie year. So you almost own, but like I think you were still like you had to pass the January 10th like thing. I forgot what it was.
I had a few days or like a week left until I got like I was certified because they could have
because it was you and Rob Kurz. So I'm
Rob Kurz. What a name.
Hey, no,
Notre Dame, right?
Yeah. Hey, and that team was random, dog. They had CJ Watson, Ronnie Turioff. Toast was the coach, so Rico Hines was assistant. Stack Jack
was there.
Keith Smart.
Kalina Azubuki.
Boston Biceps Book.
Marco Bellinelli.
Goose. Beatrice.
Oh. Yeah. Bellinelli.
Bellinelli.
The European Kobe.
So that night, we had Pinky was stripping that night.
Nice.
Nice.
Hey, bro, I feel like I was on stage, bro.
We was on stage.
Oh, yeah, that was a good night.
Listen, this is Jamarcus Russell's birthday party, so he was blown. Like, listen.
Oh, wow.
Hey, bro, that was that shit called Pink Elephant or something like
Pink,
that?
Pink Diamond.
Pink Diamond,
Pink Diamonds. And we young, bro. We like 20. We ain't even, we getting it in.
Bro, I can't believe I was hanging out there. That shit was
Monte
dangerous.
Kept throwing the money. Hey, Monte kept throwing, and the money keep falling on my shoulder. So Stack like, chill out. He like, chill, bro, don't get mad. And Monte tried to hand you some money. And you like, fuck out of here. Nigga, I'm at my own bread.
Facts.
You got hot. Remember you was hot, dog. He like, I got my own bread. Don't try to hold me.
Hey,
cutting up that year. Yeah.
Hey, on some real shit. Monte, my man, like, to this day, for real, for real. But back then, bro, when I was young, and niggas, because I always felt like I don't want to have to do, I don't want nothing from y'all, bro. Like, I just want to make it so I can get my own stuff. You know what I mean? So I can do my own thing. So with that little advance money I had, like that little training camp per diem money, I was like, man, I don't need that, man. You know what I'm saying? We the same. You younger than me, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't play with me, bro. I know you got a lot of money, but don't play with me, bro. Like,
because he had just signed that deal. He had just like signed it. So he was cutting up on
like
all of us.
6 million.
Hey, yeah. He was cutting up on all of us. Like, we couldn't leave to the by song. The
Monte,
he's a month younger than you, by the way.
Monte, you younger than me. Like he was like a 26-year-old going on 50
in his mind. He wanted to be the OG so bad.
Yeah, he wanted to be OG. Yeah, I remember, remember Ain't I came on, and he like, we can't leave till the song in. And you like, yeah, fuck out of here. Hey, you like, fuck out of here, shorty. Like, dude, we out.
Nah, because he was a huge T.I. fan. I'm a huge Young Dro fan. And then Young L.A. was on that song. You know what I mean? But like, he used to, every time that came on in the club, he act like T.I. His hat was to the side.
Hat was tilted. From everything.
Like, that's Tip Ellis right there. That's Tip Hunter.
Tip
right
Ellis. Yeah.
Tip Ellis, bro.
Shout out to Amin, my boy, though. I love that boy, man. He's a good
Amin, Monte showed up with his whole body covered, bro, in tats. Randomly.
Oh, man. That shit was like overnight, bro.
It was overnight.
Bro, I'm talking about for real. Like, it was. It seemed like he got like 10 tats a day.
Yeah,
he got out of nowhere, he was just like Lil Wayne tatted.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, and that was the YT era too. I mean, so we was fortunate. Yeah. We like 3X tall, like this pre social media too. You got to think about this, like 2007, 2008, something like that. I don't know, probably 09, 08, 09, right?
09, yeah. That's,
yeah,
that's
that shit was random, dog.
Yo, what a time to be alive, man.
So what you up to now, Amo?
Hey, man. Family time, bro. You know I got these baby boys. My daughter, she live in Atlanta. She's 9. She just got accepted into this academic program at Duke and for the summer. So I'm, like, really proud of that. My son,
congratulations to y'all, man.
Appreciate that, family. My oldest son, 6 years old. All he wanted to do was hoop, play golf, and play the ukulele and make beats on his little beats player he got.
Hold on.
I don't know where that
is. So play golf. Hold on. So
I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
I know, like, kids that play golf, it sharpens their focus. So he all over the place. So I put him in there to lock him in focus-wise in terms of school, listening. You know what I'm saying?
Is it worth it?
Hell yeah, it is. His teachers even said it.
That's
so, like,
wild,
he's in kindergarten now. So, but we take lessons together. We was at Topgolf last night. You know what I'm saying? And my twin boys, they 2 years old, and they getting big, man. And they don't care about shit, man.
I just want the people to know that you can come to Black Opinions Matter and get parenting advice, man. Put your kids in golf.
Yeah, I would have never guessed.
Y'all got the right. Hey, y'all got the right one on this episode. I promise you. Other than that, just foundation work, Anthony Morrow Charities, got my clothing company, OwnSenseOfStyle.com.
You got a podcast too, right?
Podcast, The Life. Shout out to my homie, Justin Jack, man. For real, man. That's a podcast is fun, man. Y'all got to come on our joint too, but got the podcast. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. The twin thing, I got twins too.
And oh,
mine are 5. And so... But,
oh, man, that's what's up, bro.
So it's 3 of us on here with twins.
Oh, you got twins?
Oh, you got twins?
Yeah, yeah, that's twin girls.
Twin daughters.
That's what's up, man.
And they 8.
Oh, eight, man. Yeah. We like different stages. You got 2, 5, and 8 right there. Yeah, 3 years
five and 8, man.
Hey, look, I got 3 boys and 1 girl, bro. And I thought when I had my daughter first, I was like, this is it. I'm not going to have no boys. It's all my karma coming back. But it is.
Oh, man.
That's what's up.
That's dope, bro.
Huh?
Are they big? Do they like? Cause I'm like mine. It's funny. My oldest is like 92nd percentile in height, but then my twins came out kind of little.
My boys were premature, but like one of them. It's funny because one of them got a lot of hair, the other one don't. He's bald, so I just cut all. I just did him a fade. Yeah, the other one got hair.
How early, man? How early?
It was like a few weeks. They were premature, but like one of them is in the 90th percentile in height, and the other one is in like the 90th percentile in like weight.
Oh wow!
So like they big as hell. Yeah, they big, man. They act they crazy. Hey, if they was up right now, they'd be down here on the podcast with me. They don't play around, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know, Kev. Maybe like mine haven't slowed down yet.
No,
like,
yeah, no.
Everyone keeps saying they're gonna calm down or whatever. I'm like, I'm still waiting.
No, my daughters was born at 28 weeks.
Word.
So 2 months early. They was born April 9th. Was supposed to be born June 9th. at 2 pounds, 15 ounces, and 3 pounds. They had they had to get out the, you know, had to make it out the fog, man. Yeah. But they here. They here. They full.
All my sons is premature like that. They was, I think the twin, one of the twins was like 5 pounds, other twin was like 6 pounds. Caden, my oldest son, was like 6 pounds. He was
both of my other sons. Both of my other sons, they only were like 6 pounds, 15 ounces, and 7 pounds. So them two girls together was pretty much the maximum weight that my wife hold anyway. You know what I mean? What? So that's why they had to come up out of there. They were stressing her out in the whole bit. But, you know, shit, they ate. They good to go and fully throttle. Mine's a 98% identical, though.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, I got identicals, too.
I got fraternal. But they look just alike. But it's crazy, though, man. Because, like my wife, my girl, like, real, like, she little. So, like, watching her that fucking big with them kids, I'm like, yo, man, I don't even want to go on this road trip right now. Like, I want to make sure everything go right. You know what I'm saying? But they took care of us, man. Oklahoma, they did a good job. I was playing for the Thunder then. So, like,
that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so is there something, Trey, was there something that came up that made you think of this? Or?
So, no, you know, I always take course to Discord and Twitter. One of the listeners suggested, like, you know, is it cool to bring your girl to a gym? Like, you know.
Of course not, man. What the?
Man, hell no.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you hoop, no, it's one of those things of like,
that's corny as hell, bro.
It's corny, but if you have to do it, like, say a chick visiting you, and you like, okay, I still go get my hoop in, and she go, is it opening something up? You know what I mean?
My nigga, you're not pro.
Just go early, girl, in the fucking morning. Why she, my dude,
you're not getting paid for this. Well, like, why can't you just cancel the run?
Well, just go early in the morning while she sleep.
No, you can't cancel the run.
You can't cancel the run, though. You got to get that work in.
You can't cancel the run because we got a hoop.
All right, here's the actual question. The art of balling at the rec in front of your ex.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You talking about the ex or like somebody that you, like a girl, like significant other, whatever.
He said, what's the code for bringing your girl to the gym? Is that playing with too much fire?
That shit's stupid and corny. Yeah.
Don't bring your girl to the gym.
Work out. You going to work out. That's like bringing your girl to the weight room with you.
Yeah.
What are you doing that for? Yeah. You bring your girl to dinner. You take your girl to church. That's where you take your girl. You don't bring her to the gym. Like, yeah. Even if you don't have a way to the gym and she got to drop you off.
I've seen cats bring their girl to the gym just to watch them lift. But no, just to watch them lift weights.
It's the worst thing of life.
But listen, Amin, listen. Most of them was Latin, though. So y'all do with that what y'all will. Oh,
man. This guy.
I have seen dudes, like, bring their girl to, like, an open gym or, you know, like, pickup and stuff like that. Or even adult basketball games. And dudes turn up on purpose if your girl cute. Like, all right.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, embarrassed.
Hell yeah.
Bust your ass.
Hey,
right in front of you, Joe.
Yo, this probably about like, literally 2 days ago. I'm working out. One of my homies come in town from Atlanta. He bring his girl with him. He like, man, I want to, he got like two really prominent, like really good, successful restaurants in Atlanta. I ain't going to say I don't know how he would feel, whatever, but he come, he bring his girl with him. Beautiful woman, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I see, I'm like, oh, he brought his girl to the gym. I knew he was bringing her with him. So he go in the back and change. He come back and work. He work out with me. I'm like doing my regular, like, on the court skill shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like looking there. I'm like, it's crazy to see this girl just sitting over here dressed up. We on the court working out. Later on, he go talk to one of his former coaches. She's just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, Anthony Moore, yeah.
he's a great shooter. Like, but she going on and on though. So I'm like, bro, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's why you don't do that shit, man.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this.
I would never do that. That's my partner for real. But I was just thinking, would I do that? You know what I'm saying?
It's not whether you would or wouldn't. It's just look at what he opened the door to.
Yeah, he just opened the door to.
So, that's my thing. Hey, this is my thing. It's like you bring your girl to the gym, and I'm gonna be out here like Mr. T in Rocky III. Hey, pretty lady, hey woman, why'd you get with a real man?
No, that shit was funny though. That's my partner though, man. Ain't nothing like that. But like, yeah, I just wouldn't do it, man. Especially, bro, you working out with me, bro. You ain't working out with just anybody.
Yeah, man, this is a pro, man. Like, yeah, there's no way
to go hard. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. There's no way for him to look good. It's like, there's zero chance. This is a dude who gets paid to do this.
Yeah, it was crazy, though, man.
Oh man, yo, that's bananas. But hey, yo, so Trey, what else? What are the other pickup basketball etiquette questions you got?
I mean, you know, that was the only pickup basketball etiquette question, but I mean, we can get
into other do's and don'ts.
Don't
show up with a headband and two AI arm sleeves.
No sleeves.
Yeah. Stop doing that.
So accessories. So
don't show up with the jersey with the shorts to match.
Amo, what's your thoughts on hoodies and hoopers?
Oh my god,
because that's taking a storm now. Everybody's hooping in hoods. Shout out to Mello.
I don't really have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's just a lot, dog. I see cats now even hooping in AirPods.
People done ran off with it. Motherfuckers has always been hooping in hoodies though, right?
You know, hooping in AirPods?
Yes, dog. It's getting crazy, bro.
Chill, man. It's getting crazy, bro. Yeah, it's getting crazy.
It ain't corny.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like if you wear whatever, it's not super corny, but like people like taking it to another level, like trying to label the hoodie as like basketball. Yeah.
Hold on, what about the finger bands?
Who wearing that? First of all, you hooping with Magic Johnson? Hey, you gotta relax.
You gotta relax.
Could you imagine somebody showing up with a finger band, my man? Like,
hey man, they got a finger band on, bro.
Hey,
you
know, said
Magic Johnson.
Hey, what's next game etiquette? Like, how do you stand up for yourself in saying I got next? Because you can get bullied ASAP. Like, if you don't really just step on the court and be like, nah, I got my five. Like, what's the etiquette? What's the etiquette? You got to do that lap.
You got your five? No? All right. Who got after you? You got to do that. You suss it out. And then once you figure out what spot you got, either you want someone's card or you got to get, like, next after next, every time there's a game that's about to start, like, I got after this one. You just got to walk out there and yell it out loud. Yeah. I got this one. I got my five. Because if you out here, what I see is when people like it's, they call next and then they think they can leave. Dog, it's not a reservation. This ain't a restaurant where you can leave the gym.
Hey, Once you leave, it's a wrap.
This cast tried to do that all the time. We'll leave the playground. Like, I went to the store to get a drink. Well, bro, you should have had somebody like out here holding your necks. You can't be out here just like putting it like a reservation.
Bro, if you got to take a lap and then you don't get on right away,
you ain't two times
trying to get on. He ain't getting on.
Hey, but Amo, that really, like, listen, that the lap is really if you new to the gym. Now, if they know you, somebody gonna respect you.
Yeah, you good.
They gonna be like, yeah, nah, he at next. That's my man. Like, my the better question would be, what's the team etiquette of like you trying to save a spot for somebody?
Somebody, you got me firm with that shit. Hold on.
So you don't have my five, but you say I got my five, but you really don't have your five because you want somebody to lose so you can pick them up.
So I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it funky, bro. Like I ain't had to deal with that shit since I was like a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if I pull up to the gym and I got the homie with me, they're gonna be like, okay, Ant here, his homie must be nice. I'm like, bro, you can't come out here and stink up a joint.
Stink it up, right?
You gotta put work in, bro.
You know what I'm saying? that trash plus one is, man, it can go long. It can go wrong.
Yeah. That's a question right there. Like, what happens when you bring the homie to y'all regular run and he stink it up?
So the bet
he got to sit there and wait for you to be done.
If you want to come hoop tomorrow, I'm like, hey, bro, nah.
So, Amo, it used to get to a point where I would, you know, it was a line. It was like, okay, y'all pros, and then I ain't trash, but I ain't, like, you know what I'm saying?
You can hold your own, though.
I can hold my own, though. You know what I'm saying? But it used to get to the point where it'd be like, all right, yo, that's BD. Like, I know BD about to take advantage of me 5 straight times in this pickup. Like,
if it's game time, BD on the edge.
Hey, and he like, hey, are you yelling to me like, hey, he about to do this. And he still get me? You hot. You like, bro, come on, man. Because it didn't happen to me so many times where I done been matched up with somebody that I'm like, come on, dog. I know he about to get off. Like, when we were used to hoop at the Hacks, KD be over here going off. I'm like, bro, it's KD. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. He do that shit to real live defenders in the NBA. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I want to know what my least favorite thing going to pick up is now for me right now at this point in my life. Hey, OG, you want to play? I'm OG.
don't call me fucking OG.
Hey,
man.
I get fucking mad at that. You can see, Anthony, I got great, listen, hey, I got an all great beard, but I'm only 42 and I still feel like I can go. You know what I'm saying? Except
Kev,
little
Kev,
nigga.
Kev,
you
OG.
Kev, you got OG. Kev, you got
Kev, OG. Kev, you got to accept Kev, it, bro. Kev want to be fab so bad. Hey, Kev want to be the fab of hoop.
Listen, I know that I got to accept it. I just don't want to accept it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm be hot. Especially when it be like a dude, he like 25, and he like, hey, OG, you want to run? Come on, man. Like, I'm only 42, homie. Like, Kev.
Come on, Kev.
But listen, they really play me. But listen, they really play me like I'm 50 out there, though. Like, when they see the hair, they really be like, this nigga 50.
You gotta relax, Kev.
Kev, I'm about to start calling you Bobby Johnson, boy.
Hey, so I'm actually getting the reverse right now,
When people think you're young on the court?
They think I'm a college kid.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Trey does look pretty young.
I did think Trey was in his early 20s.
I've been hooping at ASU.
Got that Benjamin Button, though. He like, going backwards.
Hey, so some like a kid would be like, you know, a college kid, you know, we at the rec. And ASU kind of like let you hoop. So I'm up there and he like, man, yeah. He like, nigga, fuck out here, young nigga. I'm like, bro, I'm literally play college basketball. I'm a teacher, bro. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I'm old. Like, I've been done.
Like, I'm a grown ass man. Who you talking to, bro?
Yeah, I'm like legit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 10 years older than you. Like, literally.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Some of them kids 13. So it'd be looking even crazy to me. Like y'all really think I'm y'all age? This is crazy. I mean, it's a blessing, you know what I mean? But it's also, I be wanting to feel like Kev. Like, nigga, I'm OG out here. Nigga, y'all got me twisted. You ain't about to rock the baby. You ain't going to rust me. You ain't going to rock the baby on me. Now I'm going to use that grown man way.
Trey, you got to do, remember that news story of the dude? Say, I think it was in Iowa. The dude, like, was in high school, and he was, like, pretty good. And it turns out he was, like, 30.
Go back to hoop. Yeah. Hey, nah, man. You can go to jail for that. I'm cool. I ain't going to jail just to average 20.
In the words of Cardan, a lot of niggas they go to jail for a lot of reasons.
man.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine you in jail for pretending to be a high schooler?
Nah, not for pretending to be a high schooler. For smashing high school bras. My man was out of here, man.
He was a mental illness, bro. He pretended the whole way. He had a girlfriend that was in the ninth grade. He pretended. Like, come on, bro. That's wild. Like, to go that hard.
That's just crazy.
My man went for too much authenticity.
Wait, that was bro.
Who was this?
That was pretending to be in high school, like the grown man.
He was a grown man, and then he lied and had like faked the birth certificate, whatever, and rolled in high school as like a sophomore, not even like a senior. He didn't even try to make it. The dude was balling because he's a grown man playing his little kids, and like starting to get like college looks. And I guess that's how
they ranked him. They ranked him.
Get the fuck. I don't remember this story.
You don't remember that, Jerv? I vaguely didn't know he had a ninth grade.
I just saw the story.
Jerv, he was top 5 in his class. And I'm like, wait. And it got to the point where a coach, it was a coach that coached him years that ago.
That played with him.
That played with him and recognized him and pointed him out. And then they got him arrested.
Man. Hell nah, bro.
Yo, I'm glad.
Bro,
I'm
he had a girlfriend and named Great.
Yeah, that's crazy. He need to get like,
they got to lock him up for that alone.
No, yeah, her pop needs a rumble boy.
My man was going to prom.
Oh, would you like candy head ass?
Chella, he wasn't going to the prom. Like,
nah, he didn't make it. He didn't make it that far.
He was going to go though.
he was gonna be pushing this fucking bitch.
No, but Amo, the sickest thing about it was the teacher's co-signing. Like, he was such a good kid. And I'm like, damn, that's
he was such a good sociopath.
Hey, that's could you imagine? Was. Waz, could you imagine
the teachers then?
Listen, could you imagine struggling to sit in algebra at like 26? Yeah. Like, oh, voluntarily? He was 26, by the way, too. So
2x equals 16, Trey.
Bro, put him under the jail, man.
I'm actually happy.
Ninth grade.
I'm actually happy y'all brought this up. Not the statutory rate, but I'm happy that y'all brought up hooping. Cause we usually don't talk about hoops on here, Anthony. But are you watching the league at all, or are you just too busy with your own endeavors?
Nah, I watch the league. I'm a fan, bro. I'm a fan of basketball, bro. Like still watch.
So you spent 2 years in OKC, right? Or was it 3 years?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. So you spent a lot of time with Russ and KD. And I remember at the time, everybody was like, oh, they're best friends. And after KD leaves, there's all these stories coming out. He went to Presti's office to get him fired or traded and all of this. And then, of course, all this shit happens with Draymond. Like, what did you think of when you saw? Because everybody has an opinion, right? What did you think when you saw all of that? Because, you know, you played with KD.
Yeah, I was with them. And like I said, you know, I've had a bunch of interviews about, you know, that whole relationship that they had. And honestly, man, they just outgrew each other, bro. Like, it was no real animosity. It wasn't no real beef. They wasn't going to fight. You know what I'm saying? I actually told them when I was there, you know, they was too strong. They were two strong personalities that were two totally different people. But they made it work for a long time. They just couldn't win the championship. You know what I'm saying? But they basically grew up together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just said I feel like they outgrew each other, and I feel like, you know, one of them had to go. And from what I saw, I was like, Russ not going to be the one. You know what I'm saying? They like, he loved it here too much. They love him too much. And they love KD as well. He loved it in Oklahoma City. But just the way stuff was going. And I got two great relationships with those guys. And I just felt like they just...
I don't have nobody.
It wasn't as serious as people. The media fucked it up, man. It wasn't that serious. Mm. It was more of them just outgrowing each other, man. You saw like they had what they had going on for that 1 year, and now they back cool.
So Russ never told KD you a bitch and you know it, like Draymond did. never did that.
I never went to that.
Yo,
Draymond is a spark plug though, man. Dre is Dre. Like KD knew about. We all knew that about Dre before he even went to Golden State. Now, me personally, like I'm not, you know, I don't know about anything else. You call me that shit on national television, that's gonna go a different way, bro. I don't care who you are, bro. Like I'm going to. It's gonna be a real back and forth. Like it ain't gonna be like, you know. That's not everybody not like that though. You know what I'm saying?
Stack said it. Messi said, "You say that, you better put a name and an address on it."
Like, we gotta talk about it. It's not just gonna be.
You know, you gonna throw that word out?
Come on, man. Nah, ain't none of that. Like it's gonna be. We're gonna have to call another time.
Nah, it was the and you know it part that really killed me, man. I like you know you a bitch, bro. Damn.
Like you gotta own it. Damn. Hey, you gotta own it. He just walking around with bitch on him. Walking around with bitch on you is wild. Like, yo, you a bitch. We know it.
Bruh,
like,
that's crazy. I heard that.
I got into it with teammates in practice over less.
I couldn't imagine that happening during the game.
Bro, I heard that report. I heard that report about what he said, and all I heard was the who kid gunshots. Bow, bow, bow. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I never saw KD and Russ get into that type of situation. It was a level of respect that they had for each other. I feel like they just outgrew each other. KD left. He did what he was supposed to do, accomplish what he needed to in Golden State. Russ accomplished what he wanted to with his own team, triple doubles, MVP. I think it worked out on both sides. So, you know, but nah, it was never that level of anything.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you something different. Did y'all know that he, like back then, did y'all know he had burner accounts, or is that something new that just started?
Nah,
or?
Hell no. That surprised me. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, Mo. What if the nigga was talking shit about y'all the whole time?
Bro, if he was doing that, bro, I'd slap the shit. I love Kevin, man. Hey, I'll be like, hey, what are you doing, man? Like, nah, hey, man. Nah,
he'd be like, could you imagine the nigga saying, man, I shouldn't have passed this to this nigga tonight. And it's on tweet.
Like, yeah, like, I'm like,
well, that's fucking crazy, dog. Hey, Thunder fan 7961.
Talk about all that when it came out. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like nobody gonna respond. Like that's some other shit. I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I never talked to him about the burner accounts or anything. But that's definitely that's different. But he, like I said, man, like he a different type of superstar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He genuine, and he is who he is. But you know, I think it's just a level of not insecurity, but he just care what people think about him.
Hey, you know good luck saying? In New York, buddy.
I think he don't care no more than he care what people think about him. He don't even care.
Oh, man. That's a wild stuff.
Yeah, man. But that's still my guy. That's my brother, man. Like, we hung out a lot. We have a great relationship. You know what I mean? Friendship, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't afraid to call him out on whatever. I did that with him and Russ. It was a respect thing, though. You know, but I would never call nobody out their name. Well, I'm not calling nobody no bitch. That's why.
Yeah, they do it a little differently in Saginaw, Michigan, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So regardless of what was said, things went too far. You forgave him.
At that second, I was upset.
Is that right?
I was upset, but I know I can't hold on to something like this. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, I got to make a choice in myself. Like, how long are you going to be upset about this? To the point that, are you going to let this affect what you do on the floor? Or how you approach the game? Once it gets there, now I got to make a grown man decision and tell myself that, like, look, man, no matter what, you still got to come to work every single day. It's going to work.
Here we go. We got video game Holy Grail. What's your favorite video game ever? And then the game you couldn't beat. Troy, you want to, because you got this down. You want to start this off?
All right. So my favorite game of all time is Street Fighter II.
Yep.
Nice.
And
that shit was classic.
And a game I could not beat was Mike Tyson Punch Out.
Damn, you never beat a beat Punch Out?
No,
hard for me to believe, bro.
You know what? I'm lying. Because I just beat it not too long ago again.
No.
I didn't beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on classic Nintendo, on the first Nintendo. I couldn't beat that one.
Yeah, that's crazy. Waz, what you got?
My two favorite games is the Grand Theft that they did in New York. It was like
Liberty City.
That was my favorite because it was like, damn, to like live in New York and see what they could do on this fucking computer, like to make New York scale. Like that shit was kind of crazy to me. I spent so much hours playing that. And another one that my favorites was the NCAA football, the joint with Reggie Bush on the cover. Tough.
Yeah, Reggie Bush.
The one with Reggie Bush on the cover. I think that was 2005, 2006.
2005.
That was my God, man. That was like my freshman and sophomore year in college. I played that shit literally 23 hours a day, fam.
Jeremy,
my two favorite joints. Madden 92.
That's your favorite.
That's hard.
No, it was not.
On Atari. Nah, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to Sega Genesis. Sega Genesis, I'm going back on y'all. Yo, fuck it. Sega! But that night, too, it was something about the ambulance coming on. Just
the ambulance, right? That shit was dope.
That shit was dope to me. That and Super Street Fighter, those are my two favorite joints. Because we used to be up all night, go over homies' cribs. Used to be over there all night, just whooping everybody's ass and going to the arcade. Sure, and shit,
I just got the arcade system in the crib with Super Street Fighter.
Say less, I'm there. I'm there. Yeah. The game I couldn't beat any of those Grand Theft Autos, y'all.
For real?
I basically played Madden and 2K and that type of shit. Like, so when it comes to all those role playing games, I get to a point. Like,
no, but I mean, you gotta look at it. You gotta look at it on the wanted level though. You know how certain people just want to get off course.
Yeah.
Nah, but after you learn all the cheat codes, you go on Google, you know how to automatically get your wanted level down.
That's a lot, Waz.
I don't do all that. Like when they make you get to them missions where like you got the helicopter and you got to do it by a certain fuck, I can't.
Could you imagine Jerv trying to fly the plane on San Andreas? That's struggling.
I ain't fuck with that. Matter of fact, the plane is where I probably chill.
Really quick.
Yeah.
That's funny. Amo, what's yours, man?
One of my favorite games, and I don't know, it was NBA Live 95.
Hard.
Oh, hard. Was that the first year it became NBA Live?
That was the first year.
It was the first year they let you wear headbands.
You could create your player and put a headband on.
I was about to say that. You had the headband. Yeah. So, they could throw the alley-oops.
Yeah.
So, Amo.
It was the spin moves. Like, I used to play with the Pacers.
I want to know if we grew up the same, Amo. Did you turn the files off?
For sure.
I ain't turned the files off,
yo. Niggas
what? Arcade mode. That's beginner level.
Amo, yeah.
I like to play regular, yo.
One of my other favorite games was... Arch Rivals back in the
Arch
day.
Rivals was hard.
Oh,
Arch
Rivals. I don't remember that one.
It was a video game. Yeah, they had it on Sega.
Arch Rivals.
First Sega Master System.
No, the Genesis.
Nah, it was on the Genesis. It was on the Genesis.
Sega Master.
No,
look. Kev, I ain't gonna do like that. Kev, I had that joint too, but it wasn't on that.
Sorry, Sega Master.
How old are you? Thinking?
Yeah, Master. That's the first Sega. That's the first Sega though. I just told you I was 42. So
yeah, the 8-track. Did you? The 8-track was the game of 8-track.
Hey, I mean, don't do that, man. You know you was right there with the Atari.
Yeah,
right there with
you.
Him,
ain't far from it.
You was right there with it.
You had to crank it to start it.
I mean, you sitting over there acting like you don't know what a fucking Sega Master System is, yo.
Yeah.
Let me see. So those are like two of my favorite. The homie was saying, like, I'm like a Madden 2K guy. Like, I ain't played Madden in a long time. I still play 2K. But the game I couldn't beat those Grand Theft Autos as well. And I couldn't beat Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh.
Mortal Kombat 2. But that's one of my favorite games. That shit was hard to beat, bro. And back then, there wasn't no internet to, like, go find a cheat code to find out how to beat people.
You know what I mean? That shit was like an old Negro spiritual joint. It got passed down to you. So one of your homies just had to hear that shit. And then
the homie had to write it down or something and send it to the homie. The real video game head in your class. Hey, man.
A-B-A-C-A-B-B. So I was actually that dude, Amo.
Contra shit.
You was the guy?
I was the guy, bro. I knew every code, bro. Yo, every code.
Bro, you just beat Street Fighter?
Punch Out last week, bro.
Damn, I feel bad.
Trey,
I'm coming to you. Trey, what's hey, what's back at? Trey, what's back at?
You said back at? You talking about Abacab?
B-A-B-A-C. Back at.
I don't know that one.
You don't remember that one?
No, I know Abacab. That was the Mortal Kombat blood code.
Yeah, the blood code. A B A C A B B.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you real. You real.
Yeah. Yeah. Backack was the first, was the Madden 95.
For the Jacksonville Jaguars, Carolina Panthers.
And boom. Oh, and that's what he say. Boom. You're in the game. He used to say that as soon as you put it in, he say, boom, you're in the game.
Hey, yeah. So also, here you go. Reflog as your player name on NBA Live, you can play golf. It's golf or backwards. So if you typed in, if you typed in as your, you know how you would keep like your player name, the statistics for like wins and losses.
Yeah.
If you entered your name in as Reflog, which is golf or backwards, you could play golf.
On NBA Live?
On NBA Live, yeah.
NBA with NBA players?
Nah, not with no players. It would just send me, it would just go into like a golfing game, like where you can swing and hit. It didn't like record nothing or nothing, but it was just like a, I don't know why they added that in there.
What year was it?
That was Live 95.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
love. Hey, I never knew that.
Yeah. Kev, what was your, Pong? Is that your favorite game?
That's crazy. Oh,
come on.
Sure. That was it. I mean, fucking ass. You know what? Fuck out of here, Steve. My favorite game, I think, if I really think about it, I think it was NBA Jam. It's always been like one of my favorite games. Hard. You know, like remember I used to have it in the truck. Remember? When I had
NBA Jam Extreme. And
yeah, I had that one.
So Kev had a Ford Explorer and he had the little TV in his console. And Kev would be cutting and I would have to wait. I'd be like, all right, how many heads you got? He's like, I got six. So you're just gonna have to wait. And he wouldn't let me play the game in the truck while he's cutting hair. And one time I'm in there just playing, dog. I killed this man battery, dog. I was in there playing so long. And then I would have the music going. And at that time, I think it was E-40's album. I forgot. The Mustard and Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Mustard and Mayonnaise. So, it was the Mustard and Mayonnaise.
Yeah. So I'm in there playing. And I'm like in 11th grade at this time. So I'm sitting in the car. I'm playing. All of a sudden, the car cut off, dog. I'm like, I'm so scared to go tell Kev that I killed this battery. Like, I'm like, dog, like, I'm going to go in here. I'm nervous. He like, man, don't worry about it. We get a jump. But yeah, man, that was a good time, Doc.
Yeah. And then my game that I couldn't beat was Silent Hill. That's kind of why I couldn't beat it. It gets to a point like, y'all can't
play this shit no more. I couldn't even play Resident Evil by myself.
Yo, my pop used to go hard at Resident Evil.
Scary as hell, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, what you got?
Mine's like the favorite game of all time is San Andreas, man. San Andreas blew my mind, man. Like just because at that point I think I'd been to LA one time in my life, and so for me it was kind of one of those things where I was like, man, this is what it's like. Because it was kind of like Boys in the Hood, and it was kind of like New Jack City. Menace Society, all that. But like, the main thing was, the thing I loved about it more than anything was how you go through the neighborhood and you have to tag the neighborhood. That's your set right there. And so I played that game so much that I'll never forget this. I was at a traffic light. I was waiting for the light to switch. And I turned and I saw someone had tagged the light pole, and I literally started searching my pockets for a spray can. That's like,
you're tapped.
I was burnt. I was burnt because I was like, man, I gotta cover this. I was like, wait a second, I don't have one on me. And I'm like, that's
crazy, bro.
The game that I couldn't never ever beat was Metal Gear. Y'all remember that?
Metal Gear Solid.
You have to creep everywhere, and then like if you made too much noise, they hear you and they turn around. And it's like, man, like anything I did, it was like they turn around and they shot me.
The favorite part is when he gets shot and he's like, Snake.
I heard that so many times. I heard that so many times. It drove me fucking nuts.
Snake, answer me. Snake.
The Oh, by the way, the other game that I remember, like, there was a game changer was the Dreamcast, the first NBA 2K.
Oh, that was hard.
Crazy. I remember seeing
it.
Like,
hell yeah. It was hard to shoot the free throws on that shit, man.
I mean, you was probably
had to pull the two triggers and bring the arrows.
Hey, them arrows.
Y'all was inside that. That
used to be going crazy, bro.
That shit be going crossing over and shit, but like it was actually a trick where you could catch a lob and dunk
on the second free throw. That was a
second free throw. Yeah,
just go ahead and just jump it. It's just alley.
So you know who I used to cook with? I mean, Portland and Brian Grant would be getting off him and she.
Brian Grant.
Shout out to Brian Grant.
And Brian Grant, the trash ass with the trash ass dreads. Let me tell you something, and I don't care if I diss nobody. That's the worst NBA look to me. Long dreads. That's not a basketball look. I know it's been some real beasts that's played with dreads like that. Long dreads. That's a football look. Listen, those should be hanging out of a helmet.
I say the same shit.
But you can't say nothing because like people got sentimental. Like I don't have dreads. I got braids. But like,
right.
My thing is like, look, man. People got sentimental value to their hair. But when I see a nigga with dreads on the court and he guarding me, I'm killing you, bro.
Yo, first of all,
hey,
I'm not taking this. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Every time I see a dude with dreads, I always think the same thing. He's gonna be a wild ass nigga on the court, man.
Like, hey, he's gonna do too much.
I mean, in the great words,
he diving for shit.
Yes.
In the great words of Josh Smith. Don't respond to nobody with dreadlocks who play basketball.
Before he had said that, we talk about that all the time. Like me and Josh, like real close. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like people come to the gym with dreads, like whatever down you. Listen, man. You know what I mean? Like he got to be a defender. He gonna be wild.
Yeah. Don't get out here with all that foul and shit, bro.
Montrezl Harrell. He could lead someone like that.
Trez having a good year, but I see why he get a lot of buckets, bro, because he can bang your knee. He can get your knee to the thigh.
Like if he got a hair, it's Samson. The power's in the hair. If he got a season tomorrow, he wouldn't be as good.
That's why Amari not in the league right now, because he got the hair.
Trez plays exactly like he looks.
Exactly.
He plays like he looks, man.
That nigga Trez is crazy, bro.
Hey, before we leave completely off the video game topic, one of the worst games ever created, what was the basketball game? Ballers? Where you could like...
Oh, NBA Ballers? That was hard for me.
NBA... You like that game where niggas out there balling in the baggy jeans?
That nigga Marbury... That nigga Marbury had a lion at his crib. That shit was hard. That nigga hey, you be pulling up to niggas' crib playing? That nigga Marbury had a straight up lion in the cage, like.
Hey, you get that AI chain and get like an extra couple crossover points on, like you make your crossover a little bit better, your speed and shit.
Man. I forgot about that game.
The hardest game had to be NBA Street Volume 2, though. To me,
Yeah, for sure. NBA Streets was probably one of like in that genre cold, type bro. Of games.
I didn't see many of Rumbles break out over NBA Street between homies.
NBA Street. Yo, so we got one more topic and then we're out of here. Classic mixtapes. Name one and then name a trash one. Kev, you can start.
This is not my favorite ever, but Lil Wayne, Dedication 2 was crazy.
Hard. And then what's a trash one that like disappointed you?
In terms of anybody or what?
It can be anybody, but that you was hyped up for and it let you down. You thought the collab was gonna be crazy. Like you like, oh, this mixtape is gonna be fire. The anticipation.
A collab?
It didn't even have to be a collab, but it could just be like anyone that you was like, yo, this shit gonna be fire. They had hyped it up that much.
I gotta go through my damn library.
Because there's a few of them. You bullshit.
Jerb, you got it?
Y'all go ahead, man.
I think for me, classic Johns for me would be definitely Best of Beanie. The first one, I think, was an amazing album. You know what I mean? So much shit came from that. So that with the S. Dot Carter mixtape, those are probably my two mixtapes, because Hov hadn't done a mixtape in a while. So for him to have done that kind of, you know what I mean? That was kind of some dope shit. Trash one, though, for me. Damn, I always feel like I'm bashing a homie, but it's not. Like, yo, he's one of my favorite to ever do it, though. But that Dedication 4 or 5, whatever that shit was, all of them just was kind of trash to me.
Yeah.
Trash. You know what I mean?
Five was not good to me.
I was hurt that he kept it. And, you know what I mean? Like, for me, I like, all right, here you go. For on some mixtape shit, like, I take that series on the mixtape shit seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, like, Cat Fab making a soul tape, like, it's a vibe to that joint. So for me, that Dedication, there was a bop to that thing. That was featuring Lil Wayne. You know what I mean? That was him. And then for him to keep it going, you know what I mean, with the 4, and then, you know, 4, you felt the decline, and 5, it was just like, God damn, dog.
It was
like,
just horrible.
Yeah, don't even do that. Let's act like that shit didn't even happen.
Word. Kev, what's your mixtape?
Can we say, like, the greatest mixtape of all time may possibly be the Drake mixtape? When he actually got a Grammy for, or do we take that off the shelf because he turned it into an album? So Far Gone, the first one. So Far Gone, like, I had it as a mixtape. And
it's a mixtape.
All right, so boom. So Far Gone for me, like, honestly. And then, you know, that soul tape, that first soul tape was bananas too, which I don't feel like people gave enough play. And then, and again, like Jerv said, that Dedication 5 was high garbage. Can't, you know what I mean? Yeah. No knocking.
That shit took up space on my library. I had to delete that joint.
So I got a couple. I got How Fly by Currency and Wiz. Yeah. Then I got Can't Ban the Snowman with Jeezy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
That shit, I got,
that shit classic as fuck.
Members of Bird Gang 2 with Members of Bird Gang 1, actually, with Jim Jones and Bird Gang. And then Move Music 2 with Joe Budden.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
All the Move Music was good to me.
Yeah.
I was late to the Move Music vibe. It took me a little while, but them shits are definitely, you know, Joey definitely did his thing with them joints. I was late to it. I got to admit that.
Oh, yeah, man. Joe was, at that time, that's all me and Amo really kind of, I listened to
Joe Budden, man. Can I tell the little Joe Budden story real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's a couple, but I ain't going to say one of them. There ain't nothing that bad, but I ain't going to say it. But when Marcus, like, introduced me to, like, all the Mood Musics when I was out there. Like, when he asked me, he was like, yo, man, you fuck with Joe Budden? I was like, the Pump It Up shit?
The,
like,
Pump It Up, nigga.
Cool, nigga. Pump It Up, nigga. Like, why you talking to me about that, man? He was like, nah, bro, I got you. Like, and then we started, like, listening to it and shit. I started really, like, locking into it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, man, this nigga should be, like, a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but he just, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like the way he been labeled, you know what I mean? So that was like my first time kind of like knowing a rapper that wasn't getting the right attention for who he was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you see it kind of a lot now, but he was like one of the first people that was like that.
Yeah, because it was, that's all he was, his single was outshadowing his mixtape. He was so crazy on the mixtape because, of course, we was rocking with, we was all about bars back then. So we like Cassidy.
We would
listen to Fab all the time. Yeah. Joe, who else? Stack Bundles, rest in peace. Yep. Damn, it was somebody else we used to always play, bro. That was nice.
From up north?
Well, just not, just in general. Like, I mean, I know we definitely was listening to that Young LA mixtape. Gucci Mane, for sure.
I had y'all on that shit.
Yeah, you put us on a bunch.
Put y'all on Dro and Chill.
Grand like Hustle. All the South stuff, you put us on all that.
Yeah.
Cause I remember the first time we wasn't even really listening to that, and you was like, "Bro, you gotta listen to this." That's when the remember the Chargers had just started coming around, like the Dodge Charger, And
What else was
them cars? Was the Challenger? You had got the Challenger.
I bought the Challenger. Yeah.
Yeah, the black. Was it blacked out? Right.
Yep. I got it. Yep. I still got that. Well, I got the Hellcat now, but the same shit though.
Yeah.
You gotta have a muscle car.
That was a. Man, I wish, man, because we got this thing called Bossa Nova, man, and we normally like kind of cut out the story. But remember when we went to that pajama party and Aunt Randolph was mad? Hey, Aunt Randolph always used to be crying because he was just either just young, like. I couldn't imagine being 19 in the NBA, bro. He would cry about everything. I know you ain't crying.
You remember shit I forgot totally about,
dog. Aunt Randolph was funny.
He was crazy.
We literally went to a pajama party, and he was dressed up in pajamas. I could not believe that he really participated. Because everybody refused to actually participate in the thing.
Bro,
and he had
tops and bottoms, dog. He was mad.
The whole silk joint.
The whole joint, though, Kev. He was dressed up like house party, bro. He had the white beater under. Like,
yeah.
He's like, so me and Amo like, bro, we probably not even going to go in here. He like, man, nah, like, come on, man. Like, man, he about to start crying again, bro. They used to pick on him so much, though, bro. That shit was crazy. I'm like, I could only imagine just being a rookie. Bro. Like,
I forgot about that.
That shit was crazy.
Bro, the nigga had on, it's like house party too, man. Like,
yeah, that shit was polka dots on it and shit.
And he was like, mad. Like, he ordered that.
Like, you the one who decided to wear that. But no, it was one of them things like you didn't get the memo type shit. Like, yo, we not actually participating in this theme. So for him to get out of the car in actual pajamas was just like, what? You really doing a theme?
Bro.
Nah. That shit. That is wild, man. Amen. Well, Amo, man, thank you, bro, for taking time, bro, and coming on the show, bro. Hopefully we can bring you back on, man, for part two. We normally, I know this is a classic episode already. I know our fans is gonna love it. You know what I mean? Cam, we always appreciate you coming on, bro. For Big Jerv, for Big Waz, for me. I'm Black Trey, and then Rob Lopez running the producing right now, man. This has been a Black Opinions Matter.
I want to thank y'all for letting me on, man. I appreciate it. Definitely be here.
Yeah, no
doubt. Everybody, bro, this was great.
Yeah. All right, bro, man, appreciate you.
No doubt, bro.
All right.
Y'all live.
All right.